You're listening to
the Music Interval Theory Podcast with TC and Frank.
Welcome to the Music Interval Theory Podcast, where we delve into the depth of music theory and composition. Today, we have a special guest joining us, the esteemed composer Mark Berkowitz, who also happens to be a graduate of the Music Interval Theory Academy. And in this episode, we will be unraveling the intricate world of interval theory through the lens of Mark's expertise. Wow, that was a pretty hard sentence, I have to say. So let's jump right into a great conversation that I've had with Mark actually 6 years ago. And we will look at a piece that Mark wrote for lesson 43, which is based on the 3 interval, commonly known as the minor third. So we will explore his melodies, harmonies, and textures. Without any further ado, let's dive into the conversation with Mark Berkowitz.
Thank you.
Wow, that is really amazing. So when I look at this score, probably you have something as a sketch.
The first secret is the work. You have to put a lot of work each day. You have to train your brains. And people tend to think that composition is just a matter of talent, you know, and not work. And you have to work like a concert player is working his violin or his piano. It's the same way. You have to work every day. In this sketch, I didn't write any introduction, you know. I did the introduction right on the development, you know. It appears easily 1 or 1 minute 10 after the beginning of the introduction. Because at the end it would be a full orchestration. Then I, you know, but the same could work also on piano with two piano players.
That is really great. I know that there are, you know, lots of numbers popping up, and for sure these stand for intervals. But would you mind to maybe go back to the very beginning of this sketch and maybe, you know, talk us through a little bit of what these numbers refer to in the actual notes, maybe, so that people have an idea of your base of thinking for this composition?
The lesson 43 is on the TNO, the nature of interval 3. 3 is like a augmented second or minor third. But in meter is three half tones. Then when I write an assignment, I try to use mostly the interval in question, you know, to be familiar with the interval, you know. I started with vertically, you can see I started with a three, and after developing in making a kind of expansion on a five. Three goes to five. When you see the second bar, three also coming back, half of the second bar, like E, C, A, F sharp, and E flat, you can see I am going down melodically by three. And all the bar, if you see the last bar of the first system, you know, everything is three. D, F, F flat. When I'm doing that, I don't see specifically of harmonic structure. I concentrate only on intervals, and also working with the intervals help also the ear. You know, your ear is getting more familiar with the intervals. Then you hear more, even if you have not special harmonic structure. If you have no harmonic structure, like you say, the first degree going to this three minor, going to four major, when you do with intervals, you are not stuck by anything, you know. Then after on the bar seventh, you know, I developed a small theme, you know, and over a three, the five, three, and six, because it's like a contraction, a bit of contraction and expansion in a way.
What I totally love about using intervals in such a way you did here is that it definitely evokes tonality. You are not, you know, writing this in, let's say, C major, D major, whatever. So this is really based on intervals, but it doesn't sound like there was no tonal center at all. So it all is organized in a way that is very musical. And that is something that I have to say is also based on your taste, because I get to listen to many of your pieces here, and they are really great.
You know, the difference, I will say, some people asked me this question also. They said, that's amazing because it looks atonal, but it's not really atonal. It's not diatonic, but it looks diatonic. But I think it's like having a new tonal center each time.
When I look at these sketches here, the first thing that comes to my mind is really that it reminds me a little bit of the very beginning of the meter composition course, where we talked about plain song, right? Where it was all about combining different lines. How do you go into the orchestration then when you know, okay, these are my four lines for flute, oboe, clarinet, and bassoon? How do you approach orchestration and the development from such a sketch?
It's not always easy, because when you have a sketch like that, you tend to say, okay, I won't change anything in there, because only with woodwinds, it works, you know. But for the orchestration of this piece, I thought about making contrast, you know, sometimes, you know, or adding colors, you know, with brass and strings. I added some colors in the development, you know, but mainly sticking to this sketch. And also, you can see on the sketch, there is a bit of contrast, because the little theme which appears at bar 7th is repeated at bar 13th, you know, but changing instrument. Then, even in the same section of woodwinds, I changed the color in the same section, you know, and I added flute for giving more movement after a while, you know. It was cool at the first time at 7, and at 13, changing instrument and adding flute, which is waving here and there. One of the secret is not a secret, but is to create contrast. Then in creating contrast, you can have the same pattern, but when you reply this pattern, you change instruments, or you change a bit of rings, or you can transpose and change not the dynamics. There is many ways to change, but when people listen to bar 13, they already have listened to bar 7 with something new, you know. It's better for the ear, for the audience. Don't throw away the diatonic system, because the great chance you have with Mita is you can mix the diatonic system, if you want, with the intervals, and going to complexity to simplicity, you know. And that's the first time I see a method like that, because sometimes things are too easy. People write too simple or too complex, you know. But there is a bridge between diatonic, non-diatonic, atonal, in between.
Many, many thanks to you that you've taken the time. Absolutely amazing.
Thank you very much.
This podcast is powered by the Music Interval Theory Academy, your resource for getting clarity and confidence in music composition and orchestration. See you inside at musicintervaltheory.academy.